Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Research from Queen's University Belfast shows laughter therapy may be just as good as drops for treating dry eyes. The study from experts in China, the US and Queen's suggests repeating a certain line over the course of a couple of months and it might help reduce the symptoms of dry eye disease. Well, I'm joined now by co-investigator and co-author of the study, Professor Nathan Congdon, who's part of the study, as I say. You're very welcome, Nathan, to the programme.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So I can't get over this line that's to be repeated. So it's he, you finish it off for me.
He, ha, 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 cheese, things like that. Of course, it comes out a little differently in Chinese, but that's the idea.
So does it
it's having
be said
the desired
in a certain
effect
way.
Already.
Oh, yeah,
it's
it certainly
the desired
does,
effect
yeah.
on you already,
yeah,
right? We got you up and laughing. And to be
this.
Honest, that is part of it.
Okay.
You know, these things sound funny, and when people try to laugh, it does tend to provoke real laughter. The main thing behind this is that dry eye, which we may not think of as being such a big deal, can be really quite debilitating. We've all had the experience probably of having a little grain of sand getting your eye on the beach.
Yeah.
Imagine feeling that way in both eyes all day, every day.
What is dry eye disease?
Yeah, dry eye disease is something that becomes more and more common as we get older. The body reduces its ability to produce tears, which we naturally make, and those tears lubricate the eye. We have tears that are emotional tears that, run down your face, but we also have sort of baseline tears that act as a lubricant to keep the eye comfortable. And as we get older, particularly among women, our ability to make those tears in a stable way, it tends to break down.
Okay,
and this,
so is the idea behind this then that you make yourself laugh to the point that you're crying?
Kind of. There's a couple of parts to this. One is that when we laugh, the muscles around the eye will squeeze, and that does help to squeeze some tears out. That's definitely true. And the other is that there can be hormonal effects and benefits from laughter as well. It's basically you're producing more tears. So
okay.
That's exactly right, as a result of laughing.
So if somebody was to be prescribed this, then how often would they have to say he, ha, 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 cheese over the, go on, tell me.
Yeah. So in this study, it was four times a day for eight weeks.
Wow. That's
and,
amazing.
It's quite a commitment. But if you think about it, we have to remember also partly where the study was done. It's done in China. And these artificial tears, the teardrops, there's a couple things. They're expensive. And particularly, in a setting, maybe a lower middle income country, that can be a lot of money. And obviously, laughter is free.
Yeah.
There are knock-on benefits in terms of mental health and how well you feel when you laugh. And there's also the fact that these artificial teardrops, most of them have preservatives in them. And those preservatives can cause their own side effects and problems. And you can find yourself chasing your tail in terms of treatment. So it's quite impressive, actually, to have a free, highly effective therapy with basically no side effects.
I just have a question, Cormac, but I just want to be clear on the prescription. So about four times a day for a couple of months, do you just keep saying it until you make yourself laugh? And what happens if, it runs out of the funny factor?
It's a great question. You don't have to actually be physically laughing.
Okay.
But they have a little app, a facial recognition app that everybody was given for free in the study. And that app gives you feedback about whether you're moving your face the right way. So it becomes pretty easy. Repeating the sounds and looking at the feedback from the app, it becomes pretty easy to produce what you're supposed to do. And I've got to assume when you're looking at a picture of your face on the app and saying cheese at the same time, probably that also in and of itself is likely to get you up and laughing.
Does this
found it was pretty easy to do.
Can I ask you, Professor, does this help with mental health, I just wonder? I know it helps with dry eye disease, but I just wonder, does it produce happy hormones when you're...
He said it does produce
it does,
happy
yeah.
hormones. Yeah.
There's lots of evidence from other studies showing that. They didn't look at that. We didn't look at that as an outcome in this one. We measured basically people's symptoms, which is the most important thing. And we found that the laughter did just as well as tears. And then we also measured the clinical exam, an ophthalmologist sitting down and looking to see how the tear film looks. And actually, the laughter therapy did better than teardrops.
Really? B in Cork says most people who get their cataracts procedure end up with a dry eye issue long term. So there you go.
Could it help those people, Professor? If you have
that's right. I mean, that's exactly right.
Really?
It's some of it. It may not be caused by the cataract surgery. What I would say is, by the time you're of an age to be getting cataract surgery, those folks are already at pretty high risk for forgetting dry eye, and then there can be maybe the little incision that's made for the for the surgery can sometimes affect the nerves on the front of the eye, the cornea.
Okay, well, look, go on, yeah.
And I was going to say, whether cataract surgery or no, this is a really common problem that affects hundreds of millions of people. So it is a big thing.
I must say it's a pleasure to talk to you because you've explained it so well, and it's really interesting, this study. Professor Nathan Congdon, Ulverscroft Chair of Global Eye Health at Queen's University Belfast, and co-investigator, co-author of this study. Thank you very much indeed.